Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency Credit Canada and by Home Equity Bank, provider of the CHIP reverse mortgage. Technology has made so many things easier to organize, to stay on top of, online banking or a branch visit. Come on, way easier online. Shareable online calendars, genius. What about the charitable sector? Sure, you can get the receipts online. They're in my email somewhere. They're a PDF. But it is not simple to manage those different things all in one place, unless maybe there's something called charitable impact. Our next guest is the founder of a company that endeavors to help you manage this giving part of your life all in one account. John Bromley joins us now from Vancouver. Hello there.
Hello, Bruce. Thanks for having me.
What exactly is charitable impact?
Well, let's start by saying who's it for. You know, if you're someone who cares about things changing in the world and recognizes that you have something to give towards creating that change, then charitable impact is for you. And so what it is it kind of is like a bank account that's just for charitable giving. In the nerdy charity space, we refer to it as a donor advised fund. But what it is it's an account for you that you can give through, regardless of how much money you give away, regardless of how much experience you have with charitable giving, and certainly regardless of what ultimate charities you choose to support.
So will the platform work with any registered charity in Canada?
Every single registered charity in Canada is on the platform today. So yes, as a donor, you can give to any registered charity, regardless of whether they've actually come and claimed their account, which they can also do.
I see. So I know how it works currently for me, at least anyway. Someone prompts me to make a donation. I either do or I don't. It comes across through something like Canada Helps, and then I get a PDF of the receipt. Tell me how it would work if I had consolidated my activity on your platform.
Well, I think it's about the behaviors that ultimately we want to see. What you just described is what I refer to as sort of the fundraising paradigm, or it's a state in which, like, as donors, we really react to what other people ask us to do. Thank you for engaging the charity sector that way. There's nothing necessarily wrong with that. But when you have your own giving account, kind of like having your own personal foundation, you can take a more proactive stance. So how much money do I want to give away this year? Do I want to divide that into certain months? Do I want to give using my credit card, or should I give writing a check, or should I use publicly traded securities to pay for my donation, for example, right? And then that's on the donation side. That's where you get your tax receipt. Now you've got that money donated and it's sitting there and you're kind of going, okay, how can I best use this to create the impact and change that I want to see in the world? Now, go nuts if someone comes to you and asks you for money, and if you want to support that cause, please do. But if you want to go and look and take your own time and work through your own social networks to discover, you know, what are the best places to put money to create the most amount of change for the problems that you want to address, then the donor advised fund really helps you take a more active and participatory role, based a bit more on intrinsic, your personal interests, than just the extrinsic sort of sales-minded, we're a charity and we need money. Mm.
You have a feature called a giving group. How does that work?
Well, a giving group is kind of like a group giving account. So Bruce, you and me and our seven closest friends, you know, maybe we're a part of a book club, we can get together and say, like, look, hey, giving something that we want to do a little bit together. Let's pool our money here, raise it together in this giving group, place it here every month before we meet, and then we'll make a decision about what we want to do with that money. So the donor advised fund can be personal, but it can also be a group mindset where we choose to give as a community of friends or a community of people together, and we make decisions to allocate that money to charities together. Effectively, the giving group fulfills that function. You can call it a fundraising page, but it's really about groups of people giving together and making decisions together.
I am a big believer in the power of community, so I love that. One of the things I also took away, just playing around on the platform a bit, was your claim that more fee gets to charity. What does that mean?
How many minutes do I get to answer this question?
One and a half. Bruce,
1.5. Make it snappy. Okay. First of all, it costs money to raise money. Okay. It costs but somewhere between 30 and 40 cents on the dollar to get money to a charity. Why? Because charities don't have perfect donors who just send the money, you know, without being asked every month. If they did, the cost of fundraising would be a lot lower. So what's ultimately behind that claim is primarily the idea that when we as donors proactively decide on our own to commit some of our money and time to charitable giving, then it doesn't cost any money for us to decide to do that. First of all. Secondly, when you have a platform like Charitable Impact that from a business perspective, purposefully chooses to make it as cost-effective as possible for you to give through the platform, then there's no unnecessary fees. So ultimately, over time, it's partly because our fees are lower or non-existent in some cases, but it's actually because the real cost in the system is on all the sales mechanics that go on behind the scenes with charities trying to meet you, number one. Number two, trying to get you to part with your money for a charitable purpose. And number three, having you choose for your charitable money to go to that charity. That is expensive. Charitable Impact takes all that away for donors who want to be more proactive about their giving.
How do you make your money? So we referenced the bank off the top. In the old days, it was a monthly fee. I guess some bank accounts still have a monthly fee. If it's an investment account, there could be an MER or a percentage that's connected to the assets. How does it work at your place?
It works precisely like that. You couldn't have phrased the question any better for me.
Oh, well, you're welcome.
Short answer. Well done, Bruce. Thank you. Yes. Okay, here we go. So we have two types of accounts at Charitable Impact that wrap into your donor advice fund. The first we refer to as an impact account. That is analogous to a checking account for charitable giving. We also have what we refer to as a charitable investment account. That is analogous to having your account with CIBC Wood Gundy or Wealthsimple or wherever you manage your investments. On the checking account, we don't charge any fees. How do we make money off that? All the cash that's pooled in the impact of accounts across Charitable Impact, which is in the tens of millions of dollars, gets invested in a very safe and secure way by Charitable Impact. So we don't pay you any return on investment or ROI into your impact account, but it's free for you to use. In your charitable investment account, you can recommend the type of investments you'd like to see your charitable dollars be put towards. As long as that's consistent with our policy, you can make those investments. You can earn the return of investment from those investments into your account. And as a result, because you keep the ROI, we charge you an MER or a management expense ratio.
How much?
50 basis points on the first million, 25 basis points on every $1 million after that, up to a negotiated settlement on some accounts that get very, very large. For example, our largest account is in the realm of $85 million, you know, and yet, you know, both of my kids who are in grade 5 and 6, you know, both have accounts, and my wife and I pay, you know, a small, you know, charitable allowance into their account every month so that they have a small amount to give away. In that small account, they're not being charged any fees. Why do we do that? Ultimately, it's a business decision that combines with our missional interests to make charitable giving and sophisticated tools and support for donors available to everyone, regardless of how much money you give away.
Interesting. John, I really appreciate you joining us to talk about your organization. It's fascinating.
Bruce, thanks so much for having me. Love the
John
show.
John Bromley's founder of Charitable Impact. Check it out. Think banking plus charity in one platform. Simple, simple, simple. Some interesting thinking there.